The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My vocals are ready. Tell me when you're ready.
I think I got one more.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Thank you for joining me in the basement. I mean, for another episode.
Of our
beautiful podcast. What's it called?
Oh, I got this one.
Yes. Sheena, interrupt.
With Zara.
Yes. Oh, I saw what you did there. Very clever. Oh, you have to point somewhere in the air and tell people to subscribe.
Like, subscribe.
Yeah, yeah.
Comment. Perfect.
Comment.
Share.
Yeah. Where's the commenting? Up? Down?
There.
The side. Okay.
Yeah, but make sure you go like a little down from the corner.
A little down. Oh, if you hit the corner, it's just an X. It'll close. That happened to me once.
Subscribe there?
Someone said subscribe. I went to their finger. It was an X. I clicked it. My whole computer shut down.
Subscribe? Like.
Oh, the thumb is the like.
Like? Comment?
What is this? Pigeons?
Comment.
Huh?
Comment.
YouTube started with pigeons. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
People used to send their pigeons with their videos.
How do you do that?
Huh? You're tied to their leg.
Your video?
Yeah.
I thought the pigeons
on the
were.
Reels. That's why they're called reels.
What?
Reels were little like boxes that had film on them. That's a reel. You used like to put a reel inside a camera.
Like a CD?
No.
Oh.
CD is like one disc.
Isn't that
you know
for
what
music?
CD stands for?
Circle disc.
Yes.
Actually?
Yeah. No. But you're close. You got half of it right.
Cassette disc.
Yep.
No.
No, also no. Is it big or is it compact?
Compact disc.
Yes.
I'm so good at this.
You're amazing at this. So that's what a CD is.
A compact disc.
Compact disc. But it's not the reel. The reel, you've seen in movies, film, they pull it and they're in like a dark room and it's all red and they look like this.
Oh, is that like what the action? With the black and then the white and then the red and yellow and then the green.
The little thing?
Yeah.
That's just to make that noise. You know, mama claps sometimes at the beginning. Action.
Take one.
Take two. It's already in the middle of one.
Take two.
No, that's three now because you're...
Take four.
Yes. Correct. Action. Forgot action.
Action. Take
five.
Five.
No, but you have to say... You have to clap. You never made a movie before, bro?
Take five. Action.
So now we know.
Now we know.
How they used to send pigeons to YouTube. That's where it started.
I thought the pigeons were actors.
Acted no.
Out the videos.
No, they were lunch.
Oh, that's a little bit.
I know.
Wait, so, oh right, okay. Like, comment.
Comment.
And share.
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 And subscribe.
Subscribe. So we did all the things.
Okay.
So now,
I
want to ask you something.
Ask away.
Okay. What do you think you get away with the most. Because we think that you're 11 and you probably didn't mean it. Like, how many things do you think you get away with that Jay would never get away with? And you probably shouldn't get away with either. But just because you're younger, you're kind of like, oh, I don't know. Me. Is there anything? Will you admit?
Well, sometimes I'm surprised you say yes.
Yes, like those things. What things?
I don't know. Can I put marshmallows in my sandwich?
Yeah, I mean, who? Mama says no to that? Is that bad?
Sometimes. I don't know. That's why I always get surprised if you say yes to
like, I tend to say yes to most things.
Yeah, I know.
Are you supposed to know that?
I don't know.
What's something you wish you were better at, but you haven't had the chance yet to practice the skill? Not gymnastics related.
Oh, dang. I was going to say back tuck.
I know. If you do a few more back tucks, you'll get it. If you need after this, we finish, I'll show you.
Okay. Thanks.
Why are you laughing? That's not the funniest thing I've said today. The thought of me doing a back tuck should not be that amusing to you.
Can't even say it right.
What do you mean? Back tuck. I said it.
Yeah.
It's back and tuck. It's not hard.
Yeah. Something that I wish
I what's a skill you'd like to develop?
Bing bong.
Ooh, I can help you with that. Mama got me a table for one of our anniversaries. A ping pong table.
No way, I never knew.
Yeah.
Do we have one?
We have one. Huh. I can teach you how to play ping pong.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
Dio, your question.
What's your favorite episode you've done so far?
It's a tough question. There have been some really funny ones, and there have been some really deep ones. So, can I pick one from each category?
Sure.
Okay. I think one of my favorite earlier ones, one of my favorite funny ones, was the one where we told the story how me and Mama met and how she admitted that she actually got married to me because she wanted a visa and a sofa in America.
What?
You didn't know that part? I thought you heard this episode. It's episode 3. It's called A Love Story. Mama admitted she just moved because the Jordans guys were delivering her furniture. I hope you never marry for furniture. It worked out for her.
Okay.
And then one of my favorite deep episodes was the one we did very recently when I came back from India. I learned a lot of things about life and love and patience and mainly acceptance. That's one of my favorite words.
Acceptance?
Yeah. Do you know how to spell it?
A-C-C-E-P-T. A-N-C-E?
No E at the end. I like to go to acceptac.
Okay.
You don't like acceptank?
Acceptank.
What would it be without the E at the end?
Acceptac.
Acceptank.
Acceptance.
What does that mean for an 11-year-old acceptance? I was a lot older before I thought about acceptance.
Acceptance is accepting.
As what? Everything.
Life.
Life. Right answer, mate. It's true.
I didn't know there were wrong answers here.
I know, not always. But yeah, so that was my other favorite episode. It was a hard episode, but I think it really connected with a lot of people, and that's maybe what I liked. If it helps someone, we get to sit in our base. I mean, in this beautiful studio.
Beautiful studio.
And help people. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you. If you could go into the world of any of the books you've read, which book would it be and why?
That's hard.
I know.
Because I feel like a lot of my favorite books I might not survive in. Because they're all like fantasy.
Okay, you can add a superpower when you go in the book.
Teleportation.
Teleportation?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're lazy.
No.
Okay.
Because then, well.
Like you don't have to walk to the bus in the morning. No. You'd just be like at the bus stop. Then you'd be like, bro, I'm not waiting for the bus. school.
No. Well, now this sounds weird because I said it's not because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
But if I did have teleportation, then I can sleep later.
Yeah. You're not lazy. You're just focused on rest. But then would you teleport to school or to the bus stop and ride the bus like the mortal, normal children? Like, would you hide it? Like, would you teleport behind the car and then run out and then go wait in the bus line? Or would you just be like, ha, ha, suckers, I'll see you at school?
I'd probably teleport to the bus because I like the bus because then I can, I don't know, I can just chill with my friend.
Yeah.
On the bus.
Would your teleportation allow you to take others with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure, right? Yeah. Just holding hands? Any physical contact?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like Sophie Foster.
Well, no, because she has to jump on a cliff, off a cliff to do that.
Oh, yes. You don't want to jump off of cliffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like light leaping, but they need crystals for that.
Yeah.
But you don't want the crystal. You just want to teleport straight out.
I am a crystal.
You are a crystal. That's true.
Well, light leaping, the crystals can only take you to specific places.
That's true. Okay, I get it. You want full teleportation rights. Okay, you got it. Which book are you going to?
Well, now that you mentioned Sophie Foster.
Yeah?
I guess I would fit in there, because then I could teleport.
Yeah.
Got the teleportation.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of books to pick from.
You could pick 5 books.
5?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first one that comes to mind. Let's go in it. Let's see what happens.
Okay, say a word, any word.
Pineapple.
What's that book called?
Harry Potter and the Pineapple Boy.
Sure, let's go there.
Would you go into Harry Potter?
And the Pineapple Boy?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Who would you be, the Pineapple Boy?
No.
Okay. Let's both try to speak in an alien language for 30 seconds. Go. You're no good at this language. I can't understand anything you're saying.
Well, you gotta work on your listening skills.
Okay, can you say a whole sentence without using the letter A? But you need to use words.
I don't know.
I think you good.
Me too.
This not quick to do.
This could be quick to do.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You good. Okay, your turn. That was a fun game. We should try playing that. That reminds me of that game we used to play. The Neanderthal game.
Good game.
How is the Neanderthal game played? I forgot.
One sound per word.
Oh, one syllable words. Was that it?
One sound per word.
One sound per word. Yes.
Yes.
I know now.
You do.
Rule of game. Fun game. Play game?
Yes, game.
How are you?
I am good.
Me too?
No way.
Okay, these are hard games I'm making you play.
Yeah.
It's your turn. Your turn. You had a magic wand to ask any person from any time a question. What would you ask? And who?
I am pondering.
It's good that you don't have any such questions.
Yeah.
That means you have all the answers you need.
I do.
Must.
I do.
No question. Mind at peace.
Your heart. Mind at peace.
Yes, pure heart, mind at peace.
Answered questions, mind at peace.
Yes.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How do you describe happiness without using the word happy?
Joyous.
Joyous. That's a synonym. But how do you describe the feeling of happiness? How do you know you're happy? How do you tell a three-year-old that's what it means to be happy?
It's a joyous ride.
It's a ride.
Ups and downs.
With happiness?
And happiness.
Do you think you get stressed out?
Sometimes.
What do you do about it? Like, there's another 11-year-old listening now. What would you tell them?
Mostly no.
No?
No. One time, I was really stressed out about an assignment.
Yeah.
And I was, like, working on it really late. And
was that that whole courtyard at Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was, like, really scared. Or not scared, but just stressed out. And I didn't want to do it, but I kind of wanted to finish it. And then I went to school the next day and my teacher said, oh yeah, we're not doing it today, we can present next time.
You got lucky.
Yeah, I think even if we did present that day, I like, if I just told my teacher, oh, I didn't finish, he would have either given me more time or he would have said,
you fail, get out of the school.
No.
No? That's how you were behaving the night before. I thought you were going to get kicked out of school.
No. He probably would have been like, you can share what you can.
Yeah.
Or if you want to, you can share next time.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not going to grade them now.
And it worked out for you.
Tell me when you're done.
So it worked out.
It did.
Do you remember any time where you were stressed and then it actually turned into a disaster? You're like, oh, I was right. Exactly what I thought was going to happen happened.
No.
No, never. Ever.
I don't think so.
So why stress out?
You never know, man.
You just worry for no reason?
Yeah, but it's not like I can just, ooh, off switch.
That's good to know. Are there things that help? Maybe me and Mama could help you turn off switch.
Sometimes I just want
breathing.
Yeah.
What was that thing we used to do when you couldn't sleep? You'd tell me to come.
Oh, you would like say this.
Oh, like hypnosis.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would work though.
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. You go like start on my feet or my head. No, my feet.
I think your feet, yeah.
And then you would like, okay, they're going to sleep.
Yeah, put all your body parts to sleep.
You put my head to sleep.
When it got to your head, you're always sleeping already.
Yeah.
You know why that works?
Why?
Because you wanted to. Because you trust me. Because you listen. Because if I was laying in the bed and some stranger showed up and told me to put my sleep to sleep, my feet to sleep, I'd get out of my room. Who let you in here? I would kick them. But you never kick me.
No. Well, yeah.
You do kick me sometimes.
Do I?
I don't know. Sometimes when we're playing.
Remember when we brought like the beam and then you had that foam thing?
Or no? Oh yeah, we did jousting.
Yeah, that's.
Why haven't we done that in a while?
I don't know.
That's your beam. Where's the beam?
Down somewhere, I think.
We should joust. That was fun.
We should joust. Remember that with those inflatable things that you wore and then you would just bump?
Oh, those sumo costumes.
Yeah.
We should get those again, too.
I think we did that also on the trampoline.
Yeah.
Which was really fun.
The first time you went to Disney, I wore you.
What?
Speaking of sumo costumes.
What?
Yeah. I wore you like a costume.
Oh, yeah, and the baby.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Bjorn.
Yeah. How come that's spelled with a J?
It's like, it's one of the Scandinavian languages. I don't know if it's Norway or Finland or Bjorn is a popular name from that part of the world. It's spelled Bjorn. So what other game should we play? Things have changed since you were smaller. We used to play different games.
What games?
Shark game. Let's play the game where you put the pillow on the shirt and bump you and make you fall down.
That's fun.
We used to play those games where we used to hold you upside down in the kitchen.
Oh, and then, yeah.
And then not drop you ever.
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 Never, never. No one's ever dropped you.
That game was fun where I did a handstand on the couch and then you threw that thing at me.
Oh, that's a good game. Yeah, that, what is that thing called? The
nugget.
Pillow nugget? Yeah.
Hug it. No, hug it.
Yeah.
Hug
it. So you do a handstand and then we each take turns throwing a pillow to see if it can knock you off your balance. We didn't win. We did not win. See, that we stopped playing that game because it became impossible to push you off your balance. You became too strong.
It was good because the couch would have, it was like the height of half of me.
Yeah.
So I would still have to hold myself up. It wasn't like I was just leaning against the wall. But there was still something to support me so I wouldn't fall down right away.
Yeah.
That was good. But now we changed our couch formation.
So yeah, it's different now.
I like this couch formation too. But now I'm better at handstands, so without the thing, there's still the couch there, so it's lower.
Yeah, you're very good at handstands now. So if we were to encapsulate Zara at 11, we have some upgraded gymnastic skills. Remember back when you were like 9, I used to try to compete with you in the handstand, and once in a while I would even win. I cannot compete with you anymore. Your favorite TV show is what now?
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon, yes. Surprise, surprise. You like Young Sheldon. Do you see yourself more like Young Sheldon or more like his sister?
Probably his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And what books are you reading now?
I was reading The Land of Stories. Now I'm reading the prequel series.
Well, you finished the whole Land of Stories series?
Twice.
And now this is what, Witchcraft it's called?
It's called, well, I don't know what the series is called, because the first one's called A Tale of Magic.
Okay.
Second one's called A Tale of Witchcraft.
Okay.
And the third one's called A Tale of Sorcery.
It's all about tales.
Tales. One of the girls grew a tail in it, so yeah.
Are you going to participate in the Book Who's There project? You're reading a lot of books, too.
I don't know. I already wrote one for a book.
Oh.
Wait,
do you want to just buy the whole business from your brother? He hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah.
You should just take it over.
No, I don't
want to. You could give him a turtle for it. I think he'll go for it. It is a nice turtle.
It is. I like my turtle.
Better than his imaginary business? I think you will do good with your
right
books.
Now, yeah.
I think I would love, if I were a parent of an 11-year-old who was looking for books to read, and there was an 11-year-old saying, hey, I just read this series twice, I would be like, hey, Zara, check this out. You might like this. Listen to this girl. She seems kind of quirky like you. So you like reading, you like Young Sheldon, you like the Land of Stories series, prequel and sequel and normal quill. And what's your fashion sense now? What would you say? Huh?
I don't know. I like comfy clothes.
Tights, oversized hoodies, Uggs,
sweatpants?
Lululemon, crossbodies, sweatpants, and white Nike socks. The official uniform of young women of middle school and high school age across the country?
I feel like the Nike socks applies to everyone.
Okay.
Well, not
boys and girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
even the sweatpants, even the hoodies, even the slippers. I don't know if Jay's slippers are Uggs. I don't think they are, but he does have those slippers. Essentially, it's a uniform for everyone. You're right.
Well,
but he doesn't use that Lululemon crossbody. And what's your favorite joke right now? Do you have any?
Which state needs a handkerchief?
Which one?
Hachoo, Mississippi.
I thought you were going to say Massachusetts, but you always get me with that one.
No, no. The real answer for the Hachoo, Mississippi.
Yep. You like school more or you like P peanut butter banana sandwiches more.
I really know how they relate to each other, so it's hard to compare.
One is a place you go to learn. The other, you have to remove something from a hook, cut it, put it on bread with peanut butter, and eat.
Yeah, so you're just proving my answer that they don't relate to each other.
Okay, if you could teleport, which one would you like better?
What?
School or banana peanut butter sandwiches, but now you can teleport.
I don't think it would make a difference in my decision.
Why? I'm trying to confuse you. I think it's working. Would you like to try to confuse me?
Let's confuse each other.
You know you're so sad at the end of elementary school? And now you're so happy in middle school? Are you surprised that you're so sad?
I have to wake up early. But then I used to think I had to wake up so early for elementary school.
Yeah.
So then if it went back to that time, I'd be fine, probably.
Yeah, you would be. You adapt and you accept. Acceptance of the earlier time.
Full circle.
Full circle. We normally end with a song. You know what song you used to sing all the time?
Which one?
Fight song. Do you remember? You were in a swing. This is my fight song. Like, who are you fighting with? You can't even stand up. You're fighting with all the girls at the swing. What? Please pick a song that you would like me to sing. Greatest Showman?
Oh, okay. Can we do the two-person? The one that they sing at the bar? Right here, right now. I put the offer out. I don't want to chase you down, you know, you see it. You run with me, and I can't cut you free out of the treachery and walls you keep in. So trade your typical for something colorful. And if it's crazy, live a little crazy. You can trade your sensible king of conventional, or you can risk it all and say,
don't you
wanna get away from the same old part you gotta play, cause I got what you need, so come with me and take the ride. We're going to the other side, to the other side. We're going to the other side. Thank you. So how about...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. And it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.